This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Sunday, May 28th, Pentecost. Our reading comes from Acts chapter 2. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Now there were staying in Jerusalem God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment because each one heard their own language being spoken. Utterly amazed, they asked, "Aren't all these who are speaking Galileans? Then how is it that each of us hears them in our native language? Parthians, Medes, and Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya near Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs, we hear them declaring the wonders of God in our own tongues." Amazed and perplexed, they asked one another, "What does this mean?" Some, however, made fun of them and said, "They have had too much wine." Then Peter stood up with the 11, raised his voice, and addressed the crowd. "Fellow Jews and all of you who live in Jerusalem, let me explain this to you. Listen carefully to what I say. These people are not drunk, as you suppose. It's only 9 in the morning. No, this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. I will show wonders in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great and glorious day of the Lord. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." There's an old saying that actions speak louder than words. One of the students in the chaplaincy ministry at our college oozes the fruit of the Spirit. His kindness, gentleness, joy, and patience are clearly evident. As people see this, they're attracted to him, and opportunities to share his faith are multiplied. Another student frequently pours out her heart to the Lord in prayer as she pleads for the advancement of God's kingdom. The Spirit of God gave Jesus, apostles, the ability to speak in many languages on that day of Pentecost, written about in Acts 2. And the same Spirit enables us to speak and to act in winsome ways today. Through the power of the Spirit, God's kingdom is advancing, and He has called and equipped each of us to be His witnesses in whatever circumstances we may find ourselves. Today we celebrate the gift of the Holy Spirit. But our celebration of Pentecost is not so much meant to be talked about as it is to be lived, in word and deed. By the power of the Spirit working through us, our words and fruit-filled actions are the tools God uses to build His kingdom. Pray with me. Heavenly Father, thank you for the gift of the Spirit poured out on Jesus' followers on that Pentecost day so long ago. Help us to live by the power of the Spirit today and every day. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.